Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside via Hospedia, your bedside entertainment system. Today is the second Sunday in the Advent season of the church year. Advent being a time of expectation and hope. And our theme today focuses on John the Baptist, who had such an amazing effect on people as he came announcing that the Lord, the Messiah, was on his way. At the same time, he warned people to prepare themselves to meet with their Lord. You'll hear in our reading today how John's fiery preaching, his style of dress, his firm conviction made people throughout Jerusalem and Judea suddenly sit up and listen. Let's begin our programme today with words he preached. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. That was Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord by Michael Smith, sung there by the Prestonwood Baptist Choir. Here's our gospel reading for today from Matthew chapter 3 verses 1 to 12, which tells us about John's message to the people of his time. In those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn, and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Here's another beautiful song called Ma'anavu, sung in Hebrew, which quotes these words by Isaiah concerning a special messenger who would bring good news to the world. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of the messenger of good tidings, proclaiming peace, proclaiming good, proclaiming salvation, saying to Zion, your God reigns. Several images fill my mind when I think about John the Baptist. Here's the first one. You know, when I was at school, I really hated science, but one or two lessons would sometimes bring the subject to life for me. One of these was an experiment using magnets. Boy, was it fun. But when iron filings were introduced to demonstrate the magnetic field, I watched in utter fascination at the beautiful pattern that was produced. John the Baptist was a magnet. Crowds of people gathered to his words, like those iron filings, because what he had to say was dynamic, it was challenging and relevant for the times that people were living in. A beautiful pattern, a new way of life was about to spring up when he began to preach there in the wilderness. Let's listen to Eva Cassidy singing, "People Get Ready, There's a Train A-Coming."
People get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to Jesus a humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. Hold on. to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances are thinner, 'cause there's no hiding place from the kingdom's throne. Oh, people, get ready, there's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, you
image of John the Baptist is that of scene setter. A play would have very little influence on an audience without the stagehands, who set the scene, painting scenery, adding props, lights and sounds. Theatre would be very dull and dead without them. John was a scene setter. He dressed just like the wildest of the Old Testament prophets, Elijah, with camel hair clothing and a leather belt round his waist. He inhabited the desert region and lived frugally on a diet of wild honey and locusts. He was different. His message was different. His birth was unique to a barren mother well on in age. He came with a powerful message too. Get prepared, he said. He, the anointed one, is on his way any time now. Get ready. He created that air, that atmosphere of expectancy and curiosity in his audience as they drew near to listen to him. You know, scripture says that Jesus will return once more to earth. And as this next song says, we must be a voice like John in the desert telling people to get ready. It's a song sung by Judy Jacobs. These are the days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare the way.
These are the days of the harvest, yes it is. The fields are as white in your word. Hey,
and we are the laborers in your kingdom,
declaring the word of the Lord.
Behold, we come,
yeah,
riding on a cloud, shining like the sun,
shining.
And the trumpet calls,
oh,
lift your voice, it's a year.
Yes, it is.
Out of Zion's hill, salvation.
Behold, it comes.
My next image of John is that of a courier, an announcer arriving to get people ready to receive their king. That's what couriers, or forerunners of royalty, did in those times. When a visit was imminent, roads had to be repaired and made safe. Everyone had to be made aware of who it was who was coming, so that they would show proper respect and make the appropriate response once a dignitary arrived. All the dwelling places would have to be made fit for a king to enter. And so John invited the people to be prepared for the coming of their king and cleanse themselves by way of baptism in the Jordan River as a symbol of their repentance. And so the people came to him, eager to confess their sins. Here's Make Way with Graeme Kendrick.
Make way, make way.
Make way, make way.
For the King of Kings.
For the King of Kings.
Make way, make way.
Make way, make way.
For the King of Kings.
For the King of Kings.
Make way, make way for Christ the King. King's splendor arise. Fling wide the gates and welcome Him into your lives. Make way, make way for the King of Kings. Make way, make way, and let His kingdom in. He comes the broken hearts to heal, the prisoners to free. The deaf shall hear, the lame shall dance, the blind shall see.
Picture of John is that of a lighthouse keeper. Not only did his message light the way for the poor and humble of the day, it shone a light on the lives of those who gave the impression that they already had it made. These were the proud and haughty rulers of the people, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, whose lives were far from perfect themselves. They were the rule enforcers who had somehow lost the whole essence of God's laws, preaching very little of His mercy and compassion. John called them a brood of vipers. He warned them that just because they were descendants of Abraham, it didn't mean that they automatically found favour with God. He implied there would be others God would call if they remained proud and unrepentant, and these were dangerous words to preach. People in positions of power will always dig their heels in when their authority and power is challenged or undermined. But John continued with his message that everyone should change course, especially those who considered themselves righteous. That message still comes to us today. An old story springs to mind here, which recently appeared in the UCB Word for Today booklet. A battleship was coming in for manoeuvres in heavy weather. Shortly after the sun went down, the lookout reported a light in the distance. So the captain had the signalman send a message. We're on collision course. Advise you change your course 20 degrees. Minutes later, a signal came back. Advise you change your course. The captain angrily ordered that another signal be sent. I am a captain. Change course 20 degrees. Again came the reply. I'm a seaman, second class. You'd better change your course. The captain was furious and barked a final threat. I'm a battleship. Change your course. The signal came back. I'm a lighthouse. The captain changed his course. Let's listen to The Light of the World by Stuart Townend and J.K. Jameson and sung by Kathy Burton.
The light of the world made history begin, spoke time into being, caused planets to spin, flung galaxies wide through infinite space to sing of his splendor and fathomless grace. The light of the world now shone as a man and walked through the valleys he'd carved with his hands. A servant to those he breathed into life. He felt our injustice and shared in our strife. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Sing, sing praises to him. Simply believe you will receive mercy and love without measure.
My final image of John is that of a signpost pointing the way towards the king who was on his way, who was far more powerful and mighty than he, so much so that he didn't count himself worthy even to carry his sandals. He, John, baptized with water, but the one who was on his way would baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, bringing judgment. So who was this special person who was coming? God was about to reveal him to the people and to John. For when Jesus came seeking baptism himself, John saw a dove descend upon him, and he actually heard the voice of God affirming him as his son. Then he knew Jesus was God's chosen one, the Messiah. May God move powerfully in each of our hearts this day. May he cleanse us, renew us. May he bring healing to our souls and make us open and ready to receive him. Let's finish with a beautiful Advent hymn, O Come Emmanuel, sung here by Red Mountain Music. Bye for now.
come Emmanuel and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of mine, who to thy tribes on Sinai. It's good.